Hi, it's Allison of ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast, which has steps for taking charge of your art career. Well, it happened again. I talked to a group of artists about using social media like blogs, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I tell them that this is part of a marketing program and that, yes, it will take time. I warn them not to get sidetracked using social media and forget about going into the studio, that the studio is always the priority. And still, they grumble, whine, and make excuses about all the time it takes. I had spies at the lunch table. Here's the thing. All worthwhile marketing takes time. You'd love for me to hand you the name of an agent that will sweep you off your feet and whisk you off into the stars, wouldn't you? You'd prefer that you can just buy a bunch of ads or send out a single mailing and have all of your dreams come true. Yeah, that'd be nice, all right. But what planet are you living on? This is Earth, April 2009. We're bombarded with hundreds of marketing messages each day. You have to learn to build meaningful relationships that will propel your career forward. You must keep your name in front of people you're in contact with. Networking online is one of the cheapest and easiest ways to do that. In order to avoid being overwhelmed by all of the internet tools available, you might be best served by carving out time. This isn't something you do in a block of time one day a week. Instead, you need to do a little bit every day. I suggest starting with 15 to 30 minutes a day for logging in to sites like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. That's enough to create and maintain a presence. You could spend longer on these sites, but I advise you to monitor your time. It's easy to get caught up in other people's tweets, questions, and photos. Whenever you catch yourself doing this, stop and remember that you only have 15 to 30 minutes. Ask yourself, do I really need to spend my time on this right now? Is it the best use of my time? This awareness will pull you back to reality and what's most important. Tara Reed of ArtLicensingInfo.com has a Twitter philosophy to reduce your stress about this fast-paced site. She calls it the Zen of Twitter. Don't worry about what you might have missed when you weren't looking. Just assume that the tweets you are meant to see are the ones on the screen when you're inspired to look. It's perfect, and it could easily be applied to Facebook and LinkedIn. Look only at what's on the screen. There's no need to dig further back in time. In carving out time in your schedule for online marketing, select a time of day that's best for you and your working rhythms. For instance, if your best creative time is from 9 a.m. to noon, don't spend your time on the computer during those hours. Be in the studio, unless, of course, you use the computer to make your art. And one last piece of sage advice. Set your timer. Set your timer to the minutes you've allotted and spend no more time than that. It's amazing what you can accomplish under the pressure of an anticipated buzzer. By the way, we're going to be talking about creating a schedule for blogging, another form of online marketing, in the upcoming class, Blog Triage, Maintaining a Healthy Artist's Blog. It begins on April 22nd, and you can read about it at artbizcoach.com under classes. Check it out now because we're limiting this class to just 30 people. Know this, you have 100% control over your time. Think about this. Are you carving out the time you need to promote your art most effectively? Do this. Carve out time for online networking. Don't whine or complain, especially to me. Just do it. There are too many other artists out there for you to sit back and hope this is a passing fad. Be grateful for all these free and low-cost tools that artists a generation ago didn't have. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you might enjoy getting this in your inbox, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.